This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Oh, Stan.
Chris, they
let
have
the midnight special. I can never hit that note.
That's a special?
Hello out there, and welcome to So What's Your Problem? The Midnight Special. This is the weekly radio program where we have a team of experts that are here to help you solve, resolve, gain insight into your problems. And we have an amazing team tonight. So let me begin, as I usually do. I turn to my right, and I see this lovely creature. She is talented. She is provocative. And she is also a model, a spokesperson, an entertainment reporter. And as if she doesn't do enough on weekends, she likes to go down to the beach, and she has one of those metal detectors to help make a few extra dollars. It's the beautiful, the talented, charming, and a really good sport. Kristen Harold, my co-host and sidekick. Yay, Kristen.
Yay. The next piece of jewelry I find, I will give to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I heard someone's looking for you for that diamond ring you found.
Yes.
All right, now two amazing guests that we have today, guest experts. First, he is an employment attorney and at the moment an employee advocate, or for many years an employee advocate, and he deals with discrimination cases, hostile work environment. Working with Kristen Harold, it always gets hostile.
I was just going to say, I was going to hire him for working with you.
Yeah, and thank you very
much.
And I
was going to mention,
yes,
that none of the phrases that you started the show with would be necessarily appropriate
exactly.
In a workplace environment. Fortunately, we're not in one of those.
Thank so we God. Can fire Stan again?
Yes, I'm definitely old school. I mean, I can't, right, as an employer, I can't say she's beautiful and lovely. I'd be in trouble right away.
Well, as being old school myself,
it's okay.
Harass away.
She's cool.
Harass away.
Well, that's going to be one of our topics of discussion, because you kind of have to know your customers in this sexual harassment. I mean, not touching, but how you speak to people.
Anyway, my old boss used to grab my tushy all the time.
Oh, that's a bad one.
I didn't care, though.
That's, oof, maybe we
There's
should
There's a little extra in my paycheck.
Maybe we should be our boss. Kristen is the feminist. She's a non-feminist feminist.
Pretty
right?
much, yeah.
You've left so much money on the table, Kristen.
Yeah, really, exactly.
And she's illustrating the diversity of
Wait a minute.
But that's what she's doing.
But it has to be within a year, was the last grab, right?
The law says
what's the statute of limitations on
the law says you need to exercise your rights within a year of the last
and you know the Matt Lauer thing that Katie Couric said he used to pinch her butt. You read that? You heard that?
Yeah.
Okay,
that
anyway.
That was the kind of relationship they
You know,
had.
I love this one, and we want to talk about this. Retaliation against whistleblowers. Now, I'm from the Bronx, so that means like
snitches.
Getting back at a rat. That's terrible, but you've had some cases because I read your bio on your website. Anyway, and pregnancy, childbirth, and disability leave. Oh, that's also, you know, that's something that I have a bone of contention with also. Pregnancy, disability leave, and let's get into that soon. But first.
What one day, Stan, you'll be able to get pregnant
get
too,
it.
And then.
Yeah.
Medical sciences.
I don't know. I think I've been shooting blanks lately since I had my prostatectomy. My prostate ain't happening.
I think they call that shooting powdered milk now.
Powdered milk. Okay. I have another. Yes.
Another. I've so never heard that either. That, shooting powdered milk.
Oh, yeah.
God, you've taught me a lot today.
I'm here.
I'm so hip now.
That's the great Ben Davidson we were just talking to, our employee advocate, and we'll be hearing more from him. And the great, talented, formidable, and a very, very attractive, as both men are quite attractive. And this guy's dressed super sharp. I wouldn't want to mess with him. This guy walks into the courtroom, you know, the waves. Art.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. He is a criminal defense attorney, and he handles just about any kind of criminal problem you may have. Assault and battery, burglary, Kristen, shoplifting, drug charges.
What did I steal? Was it anything good?
Kristen, again, she went, somebody mentioned a Coke party. She thought it was a cook party. She likes cooking.
I do like cooking.
Brought a big, she brought a big bag of flour, unlabeled, and everybody thought she was the coolest person on the
she
planet.
Does then, she does like cooking. She would go to a cook party fest, right?
Yeah, and a baking party.
A cook party, yeah.
Call her Betty Crocker.
And you would think she would like Donny Osmond. Felony, misdemeanor, probation, sex crimes, you know, all the stuff, all the good stuff.
If you've been in contact with law enforcement, I'm the kind of guy you call.
All right, Christian Peterson, hello and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great having you. Can I ask, you have a pin on your...
I do.
Lapel, can you tell us what that says? Because we need our listeners the like a visual.
Okay, so I have a gold lapel pin with four names on it, and because I am... somewhat politically motivated.
Oh, okay.
Big Second Amendment guy. I've been shooting since I was 9.
Oh, okay.
Shoot competitively.
Oh, I knew that was coming out when you mentioned the pen.
Kristen, take it easy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But not powdered milk.
No. I'm still shooting solids. These are for the foremost firearms designers. And when I'm feeling cheeky and people that are...
Oh, okay.
Not with it. I say it's my support for STEM education. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
But now, because things can get... It shouldn't, but in a courtroom, and you're in a courtroom, you know, criminal defense, you're always in a court.
Yes.
Do you get concerned that politically that could work against you? This is it. This is who I am.
I love that. I do not care.
It really
is my client's, and we were talking about this, counsel and everybody in the other room, where if you have someone that you're going to court with, you want to make sure that you have someone with you that is not really intimidated by much.
Okay.
If anything.
Right.
I'm not going to be dishonest with a juror.
Right.
I'm not going to be dishonest with my client. I'm not going to be dishonest with opposing counsel or with a judge. I'm going to give you what I view to be the accurate narrative that happened with whatever is going on. It's got my client in handcuffs or sitting next to me at a trial table. So, you know, I am who I am.
All right. I like it.
I think Popeye said
I think too. There's a song, too. I did it my way. Big Ben Davidson. Ben, please. A little bio, background, where you're from... What you've done or anything you wouldn't want to talk about, please talk
about. Who are you,
about.
Ben Davidson? Who are you?
Later, you know, maybe you did some traveling before, how you got into the law, the whole thing. On us, Ben.
Well, Stan, I'm glad that we have a six-hour show. So let me start with my
birth. And Christian doesn't need to get anything. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm good.
No, go ahead. Start on your first hour.
First hour. Premature baby.
Now, were you a preemie?
I was.
What'd you weigh?
I was. I think 5 pounds and change.
All right. Well, 40 years ago, that wouldn't have been bad, but.
Steroids now.
All right. Christian and Kristen, maybe he's going a little too far.
And you spell your name very interesting.
Yeah, it's the French way.
That's
Mother was
Christiane.
Christiane, yes.
So, I like it. Ben, please.
But is it Christian or Christian?
Kristen, we're now interviewing Ben.
I want to know.
Okay.
We have very similar names.
Why don't you guys have a sidebar?
We will. We'll let you guys finish, and then because we're classy folks, we're going to let you guys go.
She's flirting with the guests, and I'm trying to get an interview here. No, kidding. Okay, so Ben.
Flirt away, and so then I'll comment afterwards.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so Ben, you were a premature child.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. 5 pounds isn't that bad.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Flash forward somewhat. Born in L.A.
I was afraid you were going to flash forward a month. No, go ahead. So this all happened in L.A. Go ahead.
We're in L.A. I went to L.A. public schools.
Okay.
All my life. Van Nuys High.
Oh, Van Nuys.
I went to...
My grandmother discovered Van Nuys. She came out from New York and said, Van Nuys. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Van Nuys High. She spoke Yiddish, huh?
Yeah. No, she spoke with a Yiddish accent, right? Yeah.
Went to Van Nuys High. Went to UCLA.
Ah.
Undergrad. I played flute.
Did you? You look like a flautist.
In the UCLA marching band.
Oh, did you?
It was myself and 15 young women.
Oh, so you weren't stupid. So this is like the minor league of USC marching band. No offense to...
We wouldn't put it...
You had a pretty big band? You had a pretty good-sized band?
You couldn't see the entire band if...
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. You couldn't see the
it's
entire
so funny.
Thing.
He's a flautist. The flute reminds me of this. I was having a conversation with my ex-boyfriend, and we were doing some banking or something, and he sends me his secret answers that...
Is this Jess or Tom?
Wait, hold on. Is somebody from USC calling? Let's get him on the phone. Hold on. This is a live call. Hello, Ron. You're on the air.
Stanton, what's going on?
All right, nothing. I'll call you later. I'm doing a radio show. Bye.
Okay. I think my story just ruined.
Stan. No, go ahead with your boyfriend.
Doing some banking.
We were doing some banking, and his secret question was the first musical instrument he ever learned, and he said the clarinet. I'm like,
I learned the clarinet.
How did I spend 10 years with you and not know you? He's a big guy, like 6'2", 220, played the clarinet.
Played football.
It just made me laugh. And played football, yeah. The clarinet played football.
Wait, I'm going to mention a name. We got to go to a break. This thing is going too fast. But do you know the name Youssef Lateef?
I do not.
Check it out. One of the greatest flautists that ever lived. Okay, we got about another 30 seconds. You want to throw something at us quick?
Sure.
So you played the flute.
Played the flute. Graduated UCLA. I then went down to Costa Rica.
Aha. With your flute or with a girlfriend?
Without the flute, I was traveling there. I fell in love with the place, and I found a job in a newspaper down there where I earned Costa Rican salary and found out that workers' rights are not so good down there.
All right, we're going to have to hold that thought. We're up against a hard break. And Christian Peterson, I think we're going to get to you. Just hold tight.
We've got like 6 hours.
Well, I'll make sure we get to you, Stan.
We're up to Costa Rica now, so we're good. All right, come back on the other side. Talk Radio 79 KBC. I'm Stan Katze with Kristen Harold, the great Ben Davidson, and the also French man, Christian Peterson.
Debbie's in Burbank. Hey, Debbie.
I could think of a million things to ask you.
We all have a million questions about our home, and Lou Manfredini will make your house look good.
You're going to look great. It's going to look great. And you're going to look great.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. That's the most important thing.
Right.
Lou's taking your calls live on House Smarts Radio.
It's always better to look good than to feel good. Remember that. Most important.
Every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Thank you, Debbie.
In Los Angeles. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Meryl Schindler with the Daily Nosh here on KBC. And, you know, after a fine meal of your chicken and of all your great side dishes, I don't know, maybe a good eater might like a little something sweet. You carry any desserts?
A few. We carry a few. And, you know, a big part of Southern home cooking, Meryl, are the desserts. Fantastic desserts. And we carry them all at Doolin's, from banana pudding to red velvet cake, sweet potato pie, of course. One of my favorites is lemon icebox pie.
Oh,
delicious.
Ew.
Delicious lemon icebox pie, all types of pound cakes. And I tell you, folks can't get enough.
And you could wash it all down with the famous sweet tea, which they drink all over the South. Little known up here, but it is just what it sounds like. It is sweet tea.
It's very sweet, but I like mine with a little dab of lemonade, Meryl.
That sounds so perfect. But then perfection is what they do at Doolin's. Doolin's on Crenshaw and Doolin's Soul Food Kitchen. Perfection indeed.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Motown. Baby, I want you back, huh?
No.
When I had you to myself,
really?
you don't want me around.
No.
What is this song?
The Jackson 5.
Yes.
I know it's the Jackson 5. Don't they sing
Jesus,
I Want You
baby,
Back?
I Want You Back?
They may sing that on a different song.
I'm right. Listen. Look, I Want You Back.
No.
Wayman's giving me the thumbs up.
No.
Audience, come on. Call in. It's when I had you to myself, you didn't want me around. Your pretty face is turning. Hold on, listeners. We got to find out what song this is. Stay with us. Keep your hand. Oh, it's instrumental. I Want You Back.
It's just
Wayman, am I right?
There's no vocals.
The engineer says I'm right. Okay, we're back.
See, I can't see him. So
Christian and I
work.
Say you're wrong.
The name of the show is... Kristen Hill, what is the name of the show?
So, what's your problem, Stan?
I have...
You are my problem.
I have many.
You're my big problem.
You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're here with the fantastic Kristen Herold, an employee advocate attorney, Ben Davidson, and the very talented, formidable Christian Peterson. And does
did
anybody,
I pay you enough to say that? I'm hoping I did.
Yeah,
I want to keep hearing that.
And handsome. Do they say Christian or Christian? Seriously.
My mother played a very cruel joke on me.
Yeah.
She decided that first day of school every year, they would assume that it was a girl sitting in my seat and it'd say Christine.
So
it was actually a typographical error. And that's definitely not the case. At least not now.
No, obviously.
I had long hair and wore a dress.
But seriously, would in France they would say Christian?
Christian. Yeah.
But does anybody call you that? Or just Christian?
I've had one professor my entire life do that.
Because I kind of like it, actually.
It's
what would you think?
It's different.
What would you think if we, yeah. I like the
if
Christian.
You nail it right out of the gate, it'd be like, that is a cultured dude.
Yeah,
that's
I like it.
A cultured dude.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. Like hey, Christian, what's happening, man? Let's have a Cavassier.
Yeah.
At the Champs.
You have the same problem I do. When you go to Mexico, they want to call you Christina.
I usually get a middle finger and something unpleasant said to me in Spanish.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
I don't get that. I get,
right,
oh, Christina.
Hold on. Okay.
So you think I'm trying to build a wall.
Elston, are you on the line? Elston.
Yes, I am. I want to say, comment ça va? Ça va bien?
He's speaking French.
He has mucho gusto.
Yes,
mucho gusto. All right, Elston, can you hang in, listen to the show a little bit. We'll get to your question in a minute. We're wrapping up. So, Ben, let's get right to the law. What made you decide to go into the law? And we're going to go back to Costa Rica.
By the way, you hablo español?
Sí. Poquito. Un poquito.
Oh, sí. No, yo hablo mucho.
Pero hablo un poquito Hebrew.
Also.
Abo animo. That's mother and father. And wait, let me ask you one other question. Tell me this. What does this mean in Hebrew? Sheked kavakashah. Because that's all the Hebrew teacher ever said to me.
Please be quiet.
No, it means sit down and shut up.
Shut up.
Do you want the literal translation or what
Wait,
it really means?
I need
means?
To learn yeah, that so I can tell Stan that all the time
no,
now.
I got thrown out of Hebrew school. No. All right, so good. So you went to Cornell Law.
Went to Cornell Law. I had a specialization in international studies, which I have never used.
Okay.
But I do have the law degree, which...
Yes,
is important.
And it's good school. And they have a big hotel management school up there.
Great. In fact, my favorite elective, you're allowed to take electives in your final year of law school. Stan, you beat me to the punch. I did the cooking class, the one class that's available to non-hotelies, which was terrific.
Kristen, did you hear that? He knows how
cooking,
to cook.
Cooking class.
Christian would make a good maitre d'. All right, let's do
because
this.
I'm profane.
Let's hold Christian. Let's see what Elston's question is, and then we'll get to your bio. But I just want to let everybody know, Ben Davidson, seriously, if you're an employee and you have an issue, and write this down, put this in your smartphone, bendavidsonlaw.com. It's as easy as that, Davidson, as you would spell it. And the other, Christian, is a little bit more different. No.
I'm a lot more different.
Any criminal, seriously, if you've been accused of a crime, an alleged crime, or any questions at all about if you're in a criminal situation, this is your man. Seriously, ChristianPetersonLaw.com, but it's Christian. That's the French, Christian. Yep. And Peterson, now usually Peterson. Isn't that kind of the Scandinavian
stuff? That's the Danish.
The Danish.
They're not
that's
the Scandinavian.
The Danish
that's,
part.
That's Danish. And,
yeah.
And we get offended when that's confused. So.
See, but I knew that. I shouldn't say Scandinavian. I should say
Denmark, they're
Danish.
That's a broad term for it. But it's like saying, you know, an American when, you know, a Texan might say, well, I'm a Texan before I'm an American. So.
Oh, it, I got it, it.
It's very myopic.
So I got it.
Don't lose sleep over it except for this brief moment.
Very parochial.
It is.
Okay, Elston. So what's your problem?
I have an unemployment question.
Okay.
Eligibility question.
All right. Again, Ben, go ahead. Unemployment. Go ahead. What do you got? Let's hear it.
I worked for a nonprofit as an executive director for 15 years. I worked full-time on a W-2, but for the past 8 years, I worked half-time then the nonprofit went out and hired a full-time person, and I wanted to know whether I could collect unemployment. They laid me off, basically.
So you were a 1099, now you're a W-2, is that the
question? I was getting a W-2 as a full-time employee, and then when I was working half-time, they gave me a 1099, and they claimed that I'm a consultant, but the fact is I was the only even half-time employee the nonprofit ever had. And so the question is whether I was an employee or a consultant.
All right, I think Ben Davis got
eligible.
So that's a great question, and a lot of the issues in the law involve W-2 versus 1099s. The law, it's the law, not the employer, that decides whether you're an independent contractor or an employee. So it could be that if you applied for unemployment, depending on your situation, and it turns out that they've determined that you were improperly classified, then there may be a possibility of you getting unemployment. Now, there would be a few hurdles that that generally the Employment Development Department would need to, or EDD, would need to go through before they make that determination. So it wouldn't be as straightforward as simply a W-2 employee trying to get unemployment. But it doesn't hurt to try. If you believe that you should have been classified as an employee rather than an independent contractor, and you have been terminated, then it doesn't hurt you to try and see what the response is from both the EDD and from your employer.
Is there a statute of limitations on when I can make application?
When was the date? How long ago were you separated?
In July.
In July?
This past July, August the 1st, actually.
Well, the EDD usually goes back, captures your wages. The EDD bases unemployment on the quarter before the previous quarter. Think of it this way. This is first quarter of 2018. EDD will look at each quarter from the fourth quarter of 2016 through the third quarter of 2017. The quarter that you made the most money, that's what your unemployment would be based on if you got unemployment. So sounds like you're still within that time period.
All right, Elston, you got that? So go file. What the heck you got to lose, right? Somebody be pissed off you. Okay, listeners, we need to talk to Christian Peterson a little bit, our criminal defense attorney. Christian, or as I like to say, Christian, because it's
beautifully said.
Christian. Christian, no, seriously, give us the bio. And I'm going to guess you were not a preemie as Ben Davidson was.
I've gotten back to the gym lately, so
okay.
I think it's an inflated sense of
self. No, seriously, Christian, tell us. Background, where you're from, the whole
thing. Grew up in Solvang, California. Beautiful Danish town, famous for pastry, windmills, and
vino.
Yes,
wine tasting. Yeah,
and now a Chumash casino that can hold over 500 people.
Do you know that? Do you know that Chumash is either a 4 or 5 star spa? People don't know that.
Don't go.
The hotel is one of the best spas in California.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yes, so I spent a weekend in my robe there one weekend. No, they have
they
a serious
wine scene stuff. Okay, otherwise you're gonna be
right. Yeah. Exactly. I never expose myself.
Yeah, don't do anything.
All right,
Vegas.
Go ahead.
So grew up at Solvang, formative years, played rugby in college, really enjoyed that, went with my rugby team down to Australia, played for 6-7 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah,
how old were you at the time?
I was 18 when we went down there.
That's
serious
rugby.
That's a great experience.
Yeah, Christian's a pretty husky guy, so we can see he played that sport.
I eat right.
he's buffed. Go ahead.
And then from there, went to law school, had a couple kids, and fell into criminal law practice.
As a criminal?
No. It was 2008.
Defending criminals, yeah.
Well, it was 2008. I was clerking at a firm for a mesothelioma group. And, it was somewhat soul-sucking.
Yeah.
Great, great company, great everybody. I really enjoyed everyone that I was with, but it was harder work than my soul would
have necessarily. A lot of claims. Huh?
Yeah. Well,
do I know about soul sucking?
Yeah, those people are really getting a short end of the stick.
Yeah.
So I got an opportunity through the Alumni Association. They said, hey, do you want to work for someone famous that does this stuff? And I said, sure. And it turned out to be Chris Darden and his company.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
And he has his own company right now.
Yeah, he's on his own and I'm on my own. But if I worked for him
for
about 4 years.
Oh, so you worked for Chris Darden?
Yeah, I did. And he is probably one of the nicest, kindest dudes. And he gets such a bum rap. If you sit and talk to him for 5 minutes, you'd be like, why
does it
get
a bum rap? Because the gloves or something, you know, whatever.
And you know what? There is such a narrative behind both sides of that.
Okay.
He's genuinely a wonderful dude.
Yeah.
He really is.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation on the other side with Christian Peterson and also Big Ben Davidson. And there's a blonde in the room. I forget her name. I'm sorry. she's smart. She's
You're cute. Sucking my soul away, so
that can be the phrase soul. Of the You're listening to the soul sucking segment. This is Stan Katz at Talk Radio 790 KBC. Kristen Harreld, Big Ben Davidson, BenDavidsonLaw.com, and a rugby playing dude, Christian Peterson. That's T-I-E-N. And Peterson, P-T-E-R-S-E-N. Come back on the other side. We're having a lot of fun. And be safe on the road. We're about 12:30.
KABC.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News. I'm James Stanley. Well, parts of Southern California between San Diego and L.A. are under red flag warnings due to strong Santa Ana winds. NOAA meteorologist Brian Hurley says with that comes fire danger.
We're looking at gusts of 50, maybe even as high as 65 miles an hour. And that, along with the dangerously low relative humidities, maybe 5 to 10%, that creates the high fire danger.
Police continue to hunt for the pastor of a Glendale church. He's wanted for questioning in the sexual assault of a minor at a Covina hotel just a day after the suspect proclaimed his innocence in a video shot while still on the lam, saying that he plans to turn himself in Wednesday with his attorney. Douglas Rivera saying that he didn't do anything wrong as he posted that cell phone video on Instagram. KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, down to around 48 or so. We're going to get up to close to 70 for a daytime high. Rain in the forecast. Right now it's 52 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
This is Meryl Schindler with the Daily Nosh here on KABC. Sitting here with Greg Doolin from Doolin's on Crenshaw. You know, along with your amazing entrees, there are the side dishes, which there are people get pretty obsessed with. Is there a number one?
Well, you know, Meryl, everybody has their favorite, but we carry all of the traditional Southern sides. You know, collard greens, candied yams, macaroni and cheese, black-eyed peas, red beans and rice, corn, okra and tomatoes, steamed cabbage, and our delicious homemade cornbread stuffing.
Cornbread is a wonderful thing.
I love
it. It's just a joy. Yeah, it says, you know, I could live on cornbread. I could live on the sides. You know, I bet there are people who do.
All the time. We have a lot of customers that just eat the sides.
It's what you'll find at Doolin's, Doolin's on Crenshaw. But, you know, don't look down your nose on the fried chicken. It's pretty darn fine. And it comes with three sides, we should mention.
That's what people love about it. They can get their favorite items
at Doolin's, Doolin's on Crenshaw.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert. The death toll is now at 96 a day. At that rate, there will be no elephants left in 10 years. And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. And don't tell me that's not the song.
I think that is the song.
Thank
Actually,
you.
You did get that right.
Thank you. Listeners, I'm having a very difficult time tonight. Not only with the co-host, but the experts are beating me up also.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go. First of all, we have a caller, and I'm sorry, caller, to whom am I speaking?
This is Barry Zen.
Oh, okay.
Barry Zen.
Barry Zen. Okay, Barry, could you just hold, can you
Barry
listen?
Barry Zen just got back from the two-month spa.
Can you listen to the...
It used to be Zenki.
Hold it, watch this.
Before
Barry, Barry Zen, I want to ask you a question, because you said, I see that you're from Newport Beach in Palos Verdes, so you've been around. Did you know that the two, listen, excuse me, it's my show. Do you know the Chumash Casino? Do you know that they have a spa? And I'll bet you know about it or may have been there. The spa,
yes.
Chumash. Am I right? No, seriously.
Chumash near Santa Barbara.
Yes, but do you know that they have a spa?
Very nice.
Excuse me.
Giving out free spots.
Do you remember they have a hotel next to the...
This is going nowhere fast.
All right. You didn't know that Chumash has a hotel and a spa? Okay, maybe you once took a friend there. Did you ever take a friend there for a big birthday? Okay, all right, let's move forward.
Oh, my
okay.
goodness.
So what's your problem? Barry Zen, what's your problem?
All right, I've got a question for Ben Davidson.
All right, talk slower.
talk lower.
No, I'm kidding, I meant, no, go ahead, I'm teasing.
Okay, anyway, I'm a retired physician.
Okay.
I had a previous job. And over the last 5 or 6 years, I worked per diem for a large HMO.
Ah.
So I'd go in, I'd be an hourly paid wage, and I had electronic record, and I had computer access at home to the record, and I do some work at home, you know, call patients, check labs, stuff like that. I never got paid for the work at home, and eventually they stopped giving me computer access at home. But should I have been paid for that work I did at home, even though I did it on my own volition?
You did it on your own volition. Ben, what do you think?
So that's a good question, and with your situation and with the previous situation too, obviously the facts of your situations are important, and it's hard to make generalizations, so please don't consider this legal advice because
right.
I've only heard 30 seconds of an issue. Were you considered an employee by the company that you were consulting with?
Yes. Hourly paid an hourly wage, you know, when I was there. But I took some stuff home on my own volition and, you know, did some stuff at home on their, you know, with their patients that I felt I needed to do.
I understand that. Did they know that you were doing that?
It depends who's they. And some people did know, of course.
Well, the law would generally say is that if the company, and each company is different, but if the people in charge, the supervisors or managers, are aware that you're doing work from home, they see that you're doing work from home, they accept the fact that you're doing work from home, then they and if you have an hourly agreement, then you generally could be entitled to payment for the work that you did from home. However, an employee isn't entitled to simply secretly do work at home and then later on complain that they haven't been paid
right.
enough. So
right.
as long as everything's above board and it was known and accepted and tolerated and they got the benefit from it, there may be an argument, and you're welcome to visit my website and give me a call and I'd be happy to discuss that with you.
Let me give that to you, Mr. Zen.
Let me ask you one other question, Ben. Is there a statute of limitations on from how long I could claim something like that?
Wage claims, that's a good question. Wage claims go back 3 years from the date of the violation. There is a statute for unfair business practices that goes back 4 years. That would be the maximum.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, get this
thank
down.
Thank you very much,
yeah,
Ben.
Mr. Zen, get
thank
this
you.
Down. BenDavidsonLaw.com. Ben Davidson Law. Get in touch okay. with him and he'll help you out. Okay, let's continue.
Thank you.
So we have Christian Peterson also with us. Esteemed, acclaimed, renowned criminal defense attorney. Christian was telling us he's a pretty serious soccer player. At 18, he went down to Australia. And Christian, so how did you come to decide, I think maybe the law could be my future vocation?
Well, that's
a heady question, but ultimately it just boils down to I was a student of history in a big way. And what I enjoyed was early American history. And given that soccer is actually an effeminate sport.
I meant rugby.
We do play rugby.
I meant to say rugby.
Because there's a lot more hitting. We don't fly.
I was showing my feminine side. He's a rugby player.
That's okay. I'm a former rugby player. The women in my life will
once a rugby player, always a rugby player.
True enough. But I haven't suited and booted in a minute. But the notion that a lot of the folks that gave us the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, vast majority of them had legal training and gave us this country, I felt was very compelling at an early age. And it was something that I always kind of militated towards. And I was fortunate enough to get into law school and pursue that. So.
And how? Why criminal defense? Was that right away?
As I was saying before, I lucked into it. I was supposed to be a bankruptcy attorney of all things. And then literally got an opportunity from the alumni office. And Darden, his partner at the time, Freddie Sage, they were both like, he seemed like a reasonable person. They threw me into the fire right away, and I didn't defecate myself. So they said, there's something with him. So let's do this if we can train him up. And I'm where I am today.
All right, maybe I shouldn't go there, but just I know our listeners love this stuff.
Sure.
Was it a mistake with the glove and OJ? Or?
You know, I think that there were tactical decisions that had to get made. And if you wanted to ask Chris about that, you can. He's an astute man.
Yeah.
He did not have to give me any respect whatsoever as a weapon years attorney.
Yeah.
And his first instinct was to come up to my office, let's have a shot, and let's talk about how you behave as a criminal defense attorney.
Cool.
And he took me under his wing, taught me what I needed to know so I wouldn't embarrass myself or, worse yet, harm a client's ability to stay free when they deserve that.
Did you... Is he a professor at any local
university? He was at Southwestern for a little while, but now I think he's solely in private practice. I haven't been to lunch with him in a couple of weeks, but I can ask if you're really interested.
That's okay.
I didn't get that impression last time.
But the listeners, there's still some fascination with...
It was a seminal event, and it had a disproportionate amount of coverage given what was there. So it's, it is what it is.
So let me ask to both our attorneys, Ben Davidson. By the way, is BenDavidsonLaw.com and Christian Peterson, who's ChristianPeterson.com. Do you have cases as an employee advocate and as a criminal defense attorney where there's ever a crossover or an overlap where you may both be hired by the same client?
I think in certain circumstances, it's fairly narrow, brief, but I think in sex assault cases, there can certainly be overlap where folks like Ben and myself would have to liaise to make sure the best outcome has come together. I know the financial component for Ben's concerns, and then also obviously mine has to do with incarceration. There sometimes are competing interests with those areas. And, I may be wanting to, let's take a plea deal because I can get him out. And then Ben might say, well, if we admit this right now, and you'll back me up on this, but if we admit this right now, I have to pay an extra million or quarter million or whatever to the offending party. And, there are sometimes when those things butt heads, but I think normally as long as counsel have the client's interests at heart, workable solutions can be achieved.
I second that, and I think that's why if you're an employee who, for example, is accused of sexual harassment and sexual assault, and you have an investigation being conducted by your company at the same time the charges are being pressed by the alleged victim, then it would behoove you generally to have both a highly qualified criminal defense attorney and also an employment attorney, because you may want to make sure that you have for the employment side, you may want to see if you can have that attorney with you during the investigative interviews, because it's very tricky. Employment investigations promote openness, and the investigators will want you to explain what the situation is. Well, on the criminal side, there may be an interest in that not happening.
Exactly. My client, shut the hell up.
Yeah, right, yeah, don't.
And here's the other wrinkle, is that, a lot, and at least in my understanding, and Ben will back clean up on this point, but, if you don't participate in those interviews and those investigations with the company, you may lose your job. My client's like, hey, your Fifth Amendment, if you say something, even to a third party, which is, let's say there's some confidentiality agreement with this outfit, that doesn't mean that they still can't go on their own hook and tell law enforcement, hey, so-and-so agreed, admitted to me during this process that he did this. And maybe they took the hit because they think they're, tilting at windmills, they're doing something right as the White Knight. But realistically, I would sit there and Ben may say, hey, if you really want to stay in the six-figure job and you need to defend yourself, your reputation, entertainment industry, whatever, you have to participate. But for me, it's like, hey, don't say anything.
Yeah, don't say. I'm here.
Where you get two attorneys or maybe one that does both, that person then helps you craft the narrative and make sure that your story is told in a way that doesn't get you in handcuffs. So don't wait on these issues.
All right, quickly, before the break, what percentage of your cases, I'm going to guess it's almost 100%, you are in court?
Yeah.
Right, with your criminal defense, you're in court.
That's every day.
Okay, and I understand a misdemeanor, the defendant doesn't have to go to court? Is
in most circumstances, there are exceptions relating to domestic violence cases and, however the bond situation is. And, sometimes the judges get persnickety and say that I want defendant in court every time, depending on what's alleged. So.
And Ben, how many times do you go to court? Because you're negotiating a lot.
I do a lot of negotiations. Yeah. I do a lot of severances. I have an interesting practice, especially because of my Spanish speaking. I represent people who earn minimum wage, minimum wage, up to people who are CEOs, CFOs of corporations. So I do a lot of severance negotiations, for example, for executives, and in addition to that, I do a lot of representation of just your average workers, and so for those I'm often in court at least a few times a month. Most cases do settle before trial, but you do sometimes need to go that extra mile.
Okay, great. BenDavidsonLaw.com, easy enough. Spelled pretty much the way it should be spelled, except for now for Christian. Christian Peterson, PETERSEN.com.
Oh, Peterson Law, yeah.
Oh, Peterson Law.
Yeah, that's all right.
And he doesn't play soccer,
this
he plays rugby.
He gets fired every week. He just does not.
ChristianPetersonLaw.com. Get that down. Get in touch with these guys. All right, we'll be back on the other side. Talk with SM9KBC.
I have
Stan
questions.
Katzer,
when we get back.
Kristen Harold, Ben Davidson, and Christian Peterson. Kristen Harold. Okay, thank you. We'll be back on the other side.
Debbie's in Burbank. Hey, Debbie.
I could think of a million things to ask you.
We all have a million questions about our home, and Lou Manfredini will make your house look good.
You're going to look great. It's going to look great. And you're going to look great.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. That's the most important thing.
Right.
Lou's taking your calls live on House Smarts Radio.
It's always better to look good than to feel good. Remember that. Most important.
Every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Thank you, Debbie.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah. Right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call, 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Life is fast-paced and hectic, and reaching for fast food can suddenly become routine. Take a deep breath and feed your soul with Doolin Soul Food. Soak in the warmth of Southern cooking, the care of Southern hospitality, all with that slow-cooked soul food taste. From their famous fried chicken, ham or turkey, homemade peach cobbler, sweet potato pie, garlic mashed potatoes, slow-cooked yams, and much more. And now, let Doolin's help with all your gatherings by ordering their holiday special. You do the bird, we'll do the rest. Put the bird in the oven and then just pick up all the side dishes from Doolin's. Doolin's on Crenshaw, where you can dine in, order ahead, or have them cater an entire event. You'll come back again and again. Your guests will rave about the magic of that slow-cooked Southern cooking. They'll leave feeling the warmth of your home and a meal prepared with care. For your holiday gathering or anytime, Doolin's Soul Food in the heart of the city. Check them out at doolinsoncrenshaw.com. That's doolinsoncrenshaw.com.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I was born in Little Rock.
What?
That's the song.
I'm waiting for someone to say I was born a poor black child.
Listen. See? The child is sweetheart. Motown.
Nice.
All right, welcome back to Talk Radio 79KBC. The name of the show is So What's Your Problem? This thing is flying by. We got two amazing attorneys here. And we have Ben Davidson, who is an employee advocate. Mm-hmm. And certainly with all the harassment cases and all the issues employees have. Ben, question. A lot of the advocates for employers feel that it's very onerous in California because of the laws protect employees. Do you think that's true? Or as an employee advocate, you don't see it that way?
Well, I do counseling for employers, too, and I start off representing employers. So I do agree that there's too many laws on the books California. There's a lot of things that employers clearly wouldn't be aware of if they didn't have an employment attorney. And certainly there are significant violations and significant penalties if these certain things that you're not aware of, especially on some of the new laws that are complicated regarding sick leave, other laws regarding how much pregnancy leave the law allows, how much of other certain types of leave the law allows, and some of the wage and hour aspects that are very difficult for employers to comply with, and the penalties are very heavy. So I do think that the law is tilted toward employees.
Yeah, California is a tough state for employers.
Yeah, it is a tough state. And even different minimum wage laws, depending if you're in Los Angeles County versus California, that's very challenging for employers.
Right. Okay. Kristen Harold, I think you have a question first Christian.
Kristen, you've talked about that you've dealt a lot with some gang members.
Yes.
Alleged. One thing I find fascinating about criminals, I'm obsessed with drug cartels and gangs, and one thing I find fascinating is still how family-based a lot of them are, as violent as they are. Go.
So,
what do you think?
It's just like a cartel.
No, I love it.
Talking about LA gangs.
So fascinating.
Here. You're watching Narcos, is what I'm picking up.
I've watched everything, but
no, her boyfriend is a narco. from Colombia. No, go ahead, Christian.
No, I find it fascinating that you have an idea of what somebody is like, but then you're dealing with them on a whole different level. And you must see a human side to them, obviously.
I'd like to think that I always see a whole human side. But
go ahead.
This is a good jump off, because one of the things that is perhaps a misconception about my work is that, you know, I'm running around getting shot at and, you know, acting as a cutout for a drug dealer. No, my job is to liaise with my clients and explain to them the core process and make sure that they know what they're facing if they're facing something. And a lot of time, and at least with my practice, I try to make FaceTime with them, go see them in their home, in their neighborhood, let them know that everybody else may run their mouth about you, but I at least give a damn enough to know where you grew up. And a lot of folks have an image of hardcore individuals running around and doing terrible things and shooting and all that stuff. And yes, that does exist. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's all sunshine and puppy dogs and all that, because it's not. Okay, but realistically, these are people with families. These are people with kids. And they do want, in some fashion or another, to provide a future for them. And I'm not acting as an apologist, but there's a disproportionate number of my clients that end up being accused of being a gang member that come from a broken family. You ask, you know, where's mom, where's dad? And sometimes they're there. But a lot of the folks that I come in contact with that have what you would call a long rap sheet or jacket don't necessarily have a support system that maybe all of us sitting in here would have. And so I think that that's something that often has to be brought out when you are talking to your clients and bringing that out. Another misconception when people say, well, it's family oriented.
you know, a lot of these folks don't necessarily have a lot of ways and means. And so you see generations in a particular neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking off the air about neighborhood family crips in the Rolling 40s is a gang that, at least lately, I've spent a disproportionate amount of time working with, or at least they're alleged to have been a member of those sets or set. And, you know, there are people that, you know, aunt this, uncle that, dad, you know, grandma even. And this is... they haven't moved out of the same neighborhood.
Right.
They may one building or tenement to the next, but these are folks that, by and large, have roots there.
Well, I think when they just had the anniversary of the riots, they said so many of those people, so many of these in those neighborhoods have never left like the 10-block radius.
No.
I find fascinating.
Well, if you're on government assistance, which a healthy proportion of it, and I'm not going to go through and do a census, but I mean, it's not uncommon to hear that that's something there.
Still in this day and age, really?
Yeah.
Realistically,
if you're cutting out of school, if you're having to work or hustle or do something to try and put money on the table for a kid that you've got or a kid that you're now responsible for, that doesn't really afford you a lot of time to better yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one of the... whether to be a white guy saying something that's D-class A, but, you know, it is a struggle.
How many criminals have you run into that just are, I mean, no
hardcore
soul?
Hardcore bad guys.
Serial criminals?
I mean, seriously, like, no soul, nothing. There's just nothing there.
There's individuals
person.
That I've run into that I haven't worked with. But I would say that that is a minority of the folks that I come in contact with. You know, I went to a private Christian college. I was lucky I had a relative die, so I actually got to go to college, at least that one. And one of the things they impressed upon me is like, hey, you know, you aren't so great yourself. And if someone comes to you in need, do what you can to try and better that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
like
I do it good, maybe I don't. But my job is to at least focus on their issue and try and address what's going on. And educating myself about them and paying attention to what the hell the cops are saying about them, right or wrong, equips me to actually do something for them that maybe they wouldn't have gotten with somebody else, or maybe I'm just doing what somebody else would, and I'm just, this is the flavor I put on the meal.
All right, very good. And Kristen Harold, thank you, Christian.
Thank you,
Christian. I think you have a question also for Ben Davidson.
I do.
Yes.
In the past year, since sexual harassment has become such a forefront issue, are men being unfairly accused and considered guilty too fast, too quickly?
So that's a great question. And
oh, thank you.
I'm asked that all the time, actually, nowadays. And I'm actually getting a lot more calls on that, and actually especially from men who have been accused. And they can run from any... It can be from workplace environments. It could be from people who are stage actors or who do, you know, who are entertainment and who are not employers, are sometimes being removed from certain situations. So it's quite prevalent. And I can't say in any particular situation whether somebody's being unfairly accused, because every situation is different. But what it does appear is that employers are deciding that as a risk management tool, it is better to terminate, let's say, the male accusee than to allow that person to continue working in a place, even if they haven't found specific validation of the claim. And so I do see people who are being removed from their positions where there's not a lot of evidence, and probably not evidence.
Is that because it's just easier for the company to cut that person loose instead of deal with the negative aspect of it?
It's first of all easier, and second of all, it can help the company with a defense that they have acted appropriately and quickly in response to a complaint of sexual harassment. And so once it was brought to their attention, they did what they needed to do. That's a type of defense in an employment law case. And if you allow that person to continue on the off chance that you're incorrect about what happened, that can expose you to significant liability.
Yeah, I mean, like, I still think this Kevin Spacey thing was the guy's career is over just because of.
Well, perhaps
there's a photo of him.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
Yeah, you're using Kevin Spacey. The show
because,
almost
because
over.
That's my industry. Steve.
No, I that's understand. All I got. That's my. I come from that industry also, dear, at a higher level than you. But anyway, his thing was pretty egregious and Weinstein. But then there's the other end, like Al Franken or some of the
right.
He's kissed
okay,
a
that
woman.
Would have been a better example.
You know,
I apologize.
Don't give me this, Kevin. It's a 14-year-old kid and he's drunk and he's like raping him.
Yeah.
So watch it. Don't piss me off. It's my show. I love Kristen. I'm kidding. You could yell at me and we'll end the show that way.
All right.
Okay, anyway, it's been, I mean, this is the, like one of the fastest hours ever.
From the bottom of my heart,
Christian Peterson, amazing criminal defense attorney. And let's get this down. ChristianPetersonLaw.com. It's ChristianPetersonLaw.com. Peterson, PETERSENLaw.com. And the great employee advocate, BenDavidsonLaw.com, BenDavidsonLaw.com. And even for our listeners, I don't think I have to spell that. I'm kidding, listeners. come back next Saturday night, and be safe out there. 1 a.m, we're going to party, so I don't know about you guys. All right. Good night, and thanks for listening.
This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.